Welcome back to His Time. It is Wednesday, January 15th, 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time here in the studio. And we have great guests for today. We get a variety of guests, but this is a real special treat. We have some great friends here in the St. Louis area from all over the globe. We have friends from Light of Christ Lutheran Chinese Mission here in St. Louis. And I've got to talk with some of these friends before, but it's good to have you back in the studio. Good morning, Becky Shaw.
Hi, Andy. Good to be here.
So good to have you with us. And also a new friend joining us today, Claire Chow. Good to have you with us this morning.
Good to be here.
So, Becky, I know we've talked about Light of Christ, the Lutheran Chinese Mission here in St. Louis, a little bit on another program, Faith and Family. But could you give us just a little bit of history of this mission, when and why it started?
It started in 2000. A vicar at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet was actually a student from Hong Kong, and he was doing his DMin program there. No, not DMin, sorry. His just...
MDiv.
MDiv, mm-hmm. Sorry. And he was the vicar at Emmanuel, and then he said to the senior pastor, "Wow, did you know there's so many Chinese people close?" And so that's how it started. And it's just been going all these years. He served until 2006, and my husband, Pastor Paul Shaw, started in 2006, later in that year. And we've been there since then. And it's just, you know, continue to grow in different ways. Even though there have been quite a few baptisms, many of them have returned to their homeland. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't reflect that in our membership numbers of the baptisms, but we still have grown slowly and surely in numbers a little bit. So,
and how are you involved with Light of Christ?
Well, my title is ministry assistant, and I do secretarial as well as my training is director of Christian education. I feel like I'm kind of doing that there.
Sure.
And missionary service, social services. There's a lot of different hats that I wear.
We DCEs end up in all kinds of places. I'm a DCE as well. And so we do all kinds of things. You're right.
Yeah.
So and you happen to be married to...
The pastor. Right.
Very good. So, and you've been with Light of Christ for how long now?
We've been here since July of 2006.
Very good. So, and you were in China for a while, is that correct?
Taiwan. Yeah, my husband is from Taiwan, and that's where I went. I was with the VYM program, overseas VYM program, when it still existed, and I met him there, and then we were there for a while, and then came here in 2006.
Very good. Claire, I'd like to get to your story now. What brought you to the United States? Well, I guess I should back up before that. Where are you originally from?
I am from China, Beijing.
Very good. I took a wild guess this morning. I didn't know for sure, but I took a wild guess and I gave the forecast for Beijing. It's supposed to be sunny there today.
Good.
So you're from Beijing. And what brought you to the United States?
I was a student when I first came to the United States.
Oh, very good. One of the universities here in St. Louis or?
Illinois.
Very good. Well, glad to have you here this morning.
Thank
so you came to the United States. How did you hear about Jesus Christ? How did you come to find out about Light of Christ mission here in St. Louis?
Well, it's a long story.
Well, let's start at the beginning.
Okay. I was a complete atheist because we grew up being educated that way. And after I came over here, a lot of things just not what I expected. A lot of difficulties in academics and in everyday life. So that drove me to seek something. I felt like I probably need a religion. At first, I thought I might believe in Buddhism. And then there was a Bible study by InterVarsity staff. And then a lot of international students joined them.
Sure.
I just went there and had Bible study every week, but I didn't really understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Jesus did this and that, because I was involved kind of like a Eastern meditation kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of the miracles, I thought, Jesus is just one of us, like those kind of people.
He's just another guy like us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have powers.
Uh-huh.
And, But the things getting you know, got very rough for me, the life, very hard. You know, I couldn't do research well. And a lot of things just drove me to corners. To the end, I had to pray, say, God, if you exist, you know, I'd like to something happen. Basically, there are three things on one day. It's my research was terrible. I just felt I just couldn't go on anymore.
Sure. And what were you studying? What were you researching?
Oh, it's a chemistry. It's a biological chemistry. It's a research project. It just went just wild. Just a lot of problems after problems. And basically, it's a kind of like a HPLC column. The pressure was so high, and that's the only column we had at that time. And that was the problem we didn't solve for a long time. And my relationship with my professor was very tense because of that. He was after results, and I couldn't give it to him. And then also, that time I was working in the food service, and I had quarrel with my supervisor. And actually, before, there's a lot of things getting worse and worse. And but I couldn't pray. One day, I was talking to a friend of mine who was a Christian. I said that my problem was really, really too big. I just felt like, oh, I probably had to go back to China, but that was so shameful. Everybody could make it, I couldn't. And she said, why don't you pray? I said, I don't know how to pray. And she just wrote me. She said, dear Lord, my problems are like mountains. She said, you can read. And then when I, you know, used the card to read, I said, dear Lord. I said, what Lord? It's like a master over me. I become a slave now. I said, oh, I'm always my own master. I just couldn't say that word sincerely. But one day, all the problems were so big, I just felt like I had to pray. So that morning, I remember I knelt down. I said, Lord, if it exists, I would like you to solve these three problems. You know, the column problem and my relationship with my professor, and also the relationship with my supervisor at food service. And in that morning, it was still very depressing. And in the afternoon, about 1 or 2 o'clock, the chairman of my department came over just to look around and ask me, how are things doing? I said, oh, it was bad. You know, this column was. And then he suggested I turn around, because we use the column always very careful to connect it in the right direction. And he told me you could turn around and then just wash it. And after he suggested that, we just found out I could turn around and use it. So that problem was solved. And I told my professor, and he was very glad. So at that moment, he was happy and seems like we were okay. That's about 1 to 2 p.m. And then 4 o'clock, I went to the food service to work, and I saw Joe, that was the supervisor's name. He was there holding hands with another student. I just walked there without thinking. I just said, point them. I said, oh, that means friendship. And he just looked at me, paused for a moment, and he said, are you my friend? I said, oh, yeah. And then he just, you know, took the wallet and then showed me the pictures of his grandchildren, just kind of like making up. So that day, you know, this problem has been for months. And that day, all three problems were solved. So in the evening, my mind was racing. Maybe God really exists. For me, the biggest hurdle is whether God exists or not. So then after that, there's some more barriers, and God just overcame, you know, for me more one after another.
Wow.
So yeah, August 25th, I remember I was baptized, and I felt like, you know, my past was over, and I felt like there was a new life. And on that day, I just felt, for the first time, I felt like I was right. I lived right. Huh. And yeah, when I came out of the water, I just felt like it's just so light. And since then, it's still a long journey, because the background I had, it's very, a lot of things need to be dealt with.
So how did you get connected with Light of Christ?
Okay. And then after that, I was always in American churches, mm-hmm. English speaking. And I have learned a lot. And the last church I was at Havre Shalom as a church in St. Louis too. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like God has given me so much. I just felt like I was praying. I said, God, I really want to do more for you. I just felt I would be so shameful. God gave me so much and I did so little for him. And I've been praying. And one day I just felt like it's just kind of dropped on my heart, light of Christ. I need to go there to serve in whatever capacity I can. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't sure if it's really God. So I just decided to go there to, you know, kind of spy on the land and to see if it's, you know, if there's any confirmation. So the first Bible study I went is with Becky. And we went there and then they sang a song. That song.
As the Deer.
Yeah, As the deer. And that was my song. That was my psalm. So, and I was just crying. And later, Becky said, oh, you know, we were studying Good Shepherd. I said, oh, she apologized. I said, oh, that song is kind of not fitting to this theme. But actually, it was really God to tell me. And that for that week, I visited a lot of functions. And then everywhere I went, it's just God just showed me some hint that this is the place I'm supposed to be.
Uh-huh. Very good. So you ended up with friends at the Light of Christ. What's interesting is you came to this country to do research, to study, and you ended up learning so much more than what you thought you probably were going to study here, right?
Oh, I never. Actually, the reason I came over here is because I saw some movies. I saw, oh, this is an interesting culture I like to explore. I never thought I would end up being a Christian, but that's really the reason I came over here. Now I understand. At that time, I didn't know.
I can't imagine anyone from another culture looking at our culture and saying, oh, I really want to, I want to know more about that culture. I would imagine anybody looks at us thinks we're crazy, probably.
Oh, it just, you know, in China, it's kind of like oppressive. Uh-huh. People don't express themselves freely because you will have bad consequences. So, yeah, like a depressed mood in there. But when I saw the movie, I said, oh, these people, even though they're mad, they can express themselves. They can throw things around. I said, I dare not to throw things around like that freely. So I thought, oh, this is so different. It is very different culture.
So you came here and you found two kinds of freedom. You found the civil freedom that you have in this country, freedom to express yourself, yeah. And now freedom in Christ.
Yes.
That what you thought was, you know, being slave to a Lord, yeah. Even when you weren't even sure if God existed, you thought you were, you know, that was a form of slavery. And now it sounds like you've heard about that freedom that you have in Christ.
Oh, yeah. It just, this life, I never, you know, when I gave my life to the Lord, it's just the last straw. I just couldn't go on anymore. It's just, I didn't know. I just thought, I'll give it a try. But I didn't know this was the real life. I didn't know this is so good. And this is what I'm meant to be and created to be.
Well, thanks be to God for that he has given you all that. We need to take a short break. When we come back from the break, I want to hear about what's going on at Light of Christ and what's going on right around, what's coming up right around the corner. So listeners, please stick around. We have so much more to share with you about our friends at Light of Christ, Lutheran Chinese Mission here in St. Louis. Stick around for more His Time.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson, extending a warm invitation for you to join me for Moments of Assurance each weekday from noon to 1 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO. Each day I'll share scriptural encouragement along with practical thoughts, humor, trivia, news items, wonderful Christ-centered songs and hymns. It's a great spiritual recipe for your noontime hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance, underwritten in part by Mid-American Coaches and Children's Christian Concern Society, an LCMS recognized service organization.
Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service has been there for me since I began the American leg of my journey as a refugee. Their staff helped me and my family to a local church in the community where I resettled, a church whose hospitality could not have been more important in my transition to a welcoming American society. Learn more about Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and journeys like mine, LIRS.org.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of Concordia University is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At CUW, students living by the motto, Inspiration in Action, can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, offers excellence in Christian education. Professors at all six schools teach ethics and values, and students demonstrate service to society during their years in school and in God's world. Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, also has 10 accelerated adult learning centers, including one in St. Louis. CUW strives to increase their international student population with 8 global MBA locations and an e-learning option. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit CUW.edu. That's CUW.edu.
Welcome back to His Time. It is Wednesday, January 15th, and we have a great conversation this morning. We are talking with our friends from Light of Christ Lutheran Chinese Mission here in St. Louis. We're talking with Becky Shaw, ministry assistant, and Claire Chow, a new member at Light of Christ, and recently baptized and just new to the body of Christ. And so glad to hear your story. So happy to hear your story this morning, Claire. What's going on at Light of Christ? Worship, Bible study, what types of things go on there for the sake of bringing the good news?
Well, we have pretty much normal church activities. We have worship every Sunday. It's bilingual because we have the majority of people who come have a Chinese background or mm-hmm. Taiwanese, whatever you want to call, whatever country they're from, Hong Kong. But there's also people who've been there for a number of years, so their Chinese is not as good as their English. So the sermon is translated, the Bible, the bulletin's translated at all. And then we have Bible studies, English and Chinese Bible studies, Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. And another thing that we have that a lot of our, at least Lutheran churches don't have so much of, we have several prayer groups. Uh-huh. And that's a big part of the Chinese church culture, I mm-hmm. think you could say. I learned how to pray, I think, from Chinese people in Taiwan. And then for outreach, one of the things that we do is emphasize holidays. For example, Thanksgiving. We called it a special service. The children sang, the seniors from the social services centers sang, mm-hmm. and Christmas. And then on January 1st, we had a dumpling making party, which also included a potluck. And then, of course, if it's a worship service, the people hear the gospel throughout. But at the dumpling making party, after the meal, then one of the members shared her story, how God had been working in her life and encouraging her in that. And then this time there was a talent show. Sometimes there's more evangelistic message, and sometimes there's other things. But there was a little more entertainment this time. But there were close to 200 people there.
Wow.
And as a result, it's really just so neat because one of the members of the church invited a colleague. And so the colleague's family came, and there was a snowstorm right after that, so we didn't have church. But then this past Sunday, the family came again,
wow.
So to an actually worship service. And then the wife came to the Bible study yesterday morning. So that's really encouraging to us to see how that mm-hmm. bridge that less intensive activity is a drawing card, and then that leads into people becoming a part of the worship service.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done it so much, but at the beginning when we came here, my husband really wanted to have family fellowships, informal gathering, mm-hmm. potluck, and then singing and testimonies at people's homes. But now I think some of the members are doing similar things on their own. They know people who they want to share a little more individually with,
mm-hmm.
and
sure.
that. So there's a lot going on inside and outside the church. We also have, as of January 1st, 2013, so it's been a little over a year, It's called Light of Christ Chinese Community Service Center. There are activities for seniors 5 days of the week, and then 2 days of the week, there's a social worker who comes and answers questions, help people fill out forms, mm-hmm. searches on the internet, does all kinds of things. And sometimes she refers them to Pastor Shaw if there's a need that they have a special need, and he counsels them or prays with them or whatever. And the same with the seniors who come to the activities. He pops in and out so that he can get to know them and invite them to church. And that's another bridge, I would say, too, because the volunteers from Light of Christ, they're really good about saying, okay, there's going to be a special service for Christmas. Come mm-hmm. and we're going to have the dumpling party. So, you know, a lot of people have, you know, it's just really good to see everyone active and involved.
A dumpling party just sounds intriguing to me.
Actually, the people who planned it, a small committee made the dough, the dumpling uh-huh. skins, from scratch, and then they got everything ready so that people could make the dumplings, and then there was a team that boiled them and then got them ready for eating. So it was the on-the-spot making and eating party. Yeah.
Now, Claire, what's your favorite thing about, what do you like the most about being with the Light of Christ?
I think it's a very interesting church. I think it's probably because of a strategic place. There's a lot of visiting scholars. They mm-hmm. are just in the United States for maybe 6 months mm-hmm. or a year. They want to know the culture, so they come to, even they don't know Christ, they come to the church, some of them regularly. So it's a very interesting thing. As so many people, you know, coming in and, mm-hmm. and leaving, but a lot of people, you know, hear gospel here. So that's the most, I think, is very unique part of this church.
And thanks be to God for that.
Yeah.
That they're coming to us, they're coming here to learn about, well, they think they're coming to learn about culture, but they end up learning about Jesus and what he has done for them. That's great to hear that. That's great news. Now, Becky, you have an event coming up right around the corner. What's that?
On January 25th, next week, Saturday, we're going to have a Thanksgiving fundraising dinner at the Mandarin House in Overland, Missouri. And it's actually something Light of Christ has not done before. The mm-hmm. center people were used to doing it, and they said, we need to have one. And so we just kind of said, okay, so we're kind of learning as we're going, because I've never done one and neither has anyone from Light of Christ. But I think God is blessing, you know, what we're doing. And we have, I'm sure we'll have over 100 people at the mm-hmm. dinner, as well as many people have indicated that they cannot attend, but they've still sent a donation. And there's going to be a silent auction. There's also going to be a program booklet, so people are placing ads. So I don't know if any of the listeners are mm-hmm. would be interested in sure. any of those things. Either any of these things we need to know by Friday, because mm-hmm. we have to notify the restaurant and for if you would like to attend. But if you'd like to place an ad in the booklet, that's another option, and that too needs to be by Friday so that the booklet can be prepared.
Very good. And how should they get in touch?
My email is B as in Becky or baby, whichever you would prefer, and my last name is Shaw, S-H-A-W, so it's B-S-H-A-W at lightofchristmission.org.
Very good. B. Shaw at lightofchristmission.org if they're interested in helping out or attending or doing anything with the upcoming Thanksgiving, Light of Christ Thanksgiving dinner on January 25th. Very good. Now,
and
yes,
if they would like to call, uh-huh. the number is 314-991-8804.
Very good.
314. And it's a direct mm-hmm. line. It's a direct line to the church. And so leave a message if sure. I'm not there, like now.
314-991-8804. And just what does a Thanksgiving meal look like? You know, when I hear Thanksgiving, I think turkey and dressing. I think, you know, sweet potatoes and about 12 different pies. So what does this Thanksgiving dinner You hooked me when you started talking about food. So you said Thanksgiving dinner. What does this entail?
Rice. No, definitely have to have rice. But no, if it's because when we do have like a Thanksgiving special for special services, like after Thanksgiving service or after Christmas service or after Easter service, mm-hmm. or actually probably February 2nd will be our Chinese New Year celebration. So that will also be a potluck. And all the members bring dishes that they've made at home. Mm-hmm. So any variety of Chinese. There's spicy noodles and there's bland noodles. Some people have learned how to make American food, and once in a while you get a salad or something like that. But mostly meat and vegetables and noodle dishes and maybe some sweet desserts that are typically Chinese. Fruit, cabbage, tofu, you know, yeah. All those things. So Andy, you'll just have to come over with your baby, show off your baby. Everyone will love him and come over sometime.
Very good. Very good. That sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of great food. I'm sure the fellowship will be great as well. Well, we've got just a little bit of time left, about 2 minutes left. Claire, now that you're connected with the body of Christ here, and you came here to the United States expecting to do research in one area and ended up, and you wanted to learn about the culture. What has been most unique or most surprising to you about American culture since you've been here?
It's just people doing things a lot of times exactly the opposite of the Chinese culture. Like we like to close doors and then you guys like to open doors. Like even that, it's just a lot of things are so different. But I feel like this culture is good and based on the word of God. So a lot of it is more kind of in line with God's law. So people are, generally speaking, are happier. Well, in China, we do a lot of things that's really kind of like opposite. so that's why it's like a testimony in the other way a lot of areas. So that's the sad part. But it's changing, though. There's mm-hmm. more and more Christians in China now.
Really?
Yeah.
What about, do you still have family back in China?
Yes, my parents are still in Beijing.
Yeah. Are you able to keep in touch? And
yes. Yeah, my mother has confessed Christianity, and my father is in the process.
He's learning. Well, very good. It's been great having you both here this morning and hearing about how God is working at Light of Christ Lutheran Chinese Mission here in St. Louis and really around the world. You know, by working through you, he's reaching people around the world, including your family. So I'm so very thankful for that, Claire, and glad to have you here. Glad to have you as a sister in Christ. And Becky, thank you for all the work that you're doing. I know that sometimes it might seem overwhelming with all the things that you've got going on there, but keep up the good work and bring in the good news. Thanks for joining us in studio this morning.
Thanks for inviting us. We are glad to be here.
Absolutely, Claire. Thank you. To have you here. Very good. Stick around. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to study God's Word with Pastor Stanish Stanley from India Evangelical Lutheran Church. So listeners, stick around as we study God's Word right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.